Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast from GPB News. Today is Tuesday, January 21st. I'm Peter Biello. On this podcast, you'll hear the latest reports from GPB's newsroom. Your feedback and news tips are welcome. Email georgiatoday@gpb.org. On today's episode, Georgia braces for winter weather. The trial begins for the former Georgia prosecutor accused of meddling in the Ahmaud Arbery murder trial, and Savannah prepares for a curfew on late-night walking tours. These stories and more are coming up on this edition of Georgia Today. As Georgia braces for winter weather across most of the state, officials are telling people to prepare. Georgia Department of Transportation Commissioner Russell McMurray is urging drivers to stay off the roads.
We really need that cooperation so we can do our job once the snow comes in, and we have a big territory to cover, and we'll stay with it until we can finish and make sure it's safe.
Georgia Emergency Management Agency Director Chris Stallings reminded everyone to drip faucets to prevent ruptured pipes and check on elderly relatives.
If you have loved ones that are up in age, keep an eye on them. If they lose power over the next couple days, that needs to be addressed quickly.
Officials say snow on the ground is likely to refreeze and remain for several days due to low temperatures. Parts of middle and south Georgia are expected to receive the most snow. Snow is falling in the middle of the state, including in Macon, which hasn't seen snowfall in 7 years. GPB's Grant Blankenship has more.
Snow's just beginning to fall when homeless outreach workers from the United Way of Central Georgia stop in one of the large encampments on their list. People were burning a plastic folding table at the last camp. Stanley is alone in a cluster of tents when Pam Pinkston tells him about where he can go to get warm.
They've extended shelter hours. In the actual shelter parts, not the program parts. So they have.
Jake Hall leads this work. He says the weeks-long forecast of this cold snap worked to his advantage.
At least the past 3 weeks, we've been telling people to expect a cold weather event. Past 2 weeks, we've been sending bus passes out into the system.
Hall is glad there's still some slack in the shelter system here, but he's worried too about people still unsheltered in the cold to come. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Nearly 5 years after the murder of Ahmaud Arbery, the Southeast Georgia former prosecutor accused of meddling with the police investigation into his killing is now on trial. Jury selection began this morning in the case against former Glynn County District Attorney Jackie Johnson. Senior Judge John Turner dismissed 15 potential jurors after they were questioned by attorneys. One of them said Johnson had, quote, let convicted murderers go. Another one called the case against her a, quote, witch hunt. Johnson was DA when three white men in pickup trucks fatally shot the 25-year-old black man on a residential street. Prosecutors say she abused her office by trying to shield one of Arbery's killers, a retired investigator in her office, who avoided arrest for more than 2 months until a video of the shooting was leaked online. For the first time since the 2022 countrywide outbreak, bird flu has hit a poultry producer in Georgia, the nation's top state for chicken production. The State Department of Agriculture announced Friday that the agency has detected a case of highly pathogenic avian influenza at a commercial poultry producer in Elbert County, approximately 100 miles northeast of Atlanta. The agency suspended all poultry exhibitions, shows, swaps, meets, and sales. The virus has been detected 4 times in Georgia, but so far it's only been found in backyard flocks, including earlier this month in Clayton County, south of Atlanta. All commercial poultry operations within a 6.2-mile radius were put under quarantine and will undergo at least 2 weeks of surveillance testing. Bird flu has been spreading, killing millions of wild and domestic birds worldwide over the last 2 years. While human cases are rare and are mostly found among farm workers, one person has died from bird flu, a Louisiana man over the age of 65 who was hospitalized with severe respiratory symptoms. Georgia Republicans are following through with promises to prioritize a ban on transgender women in school sports during the legislative session that began last week. GPB's Sarah Callis has more.
The first bill dropped in the Senate this session seeks to restrict transgender girls from participating in girls' sports. Senator Greg Dolezal sponsored the bill.
It will establish clearly in Georgia law that males are not allowed to compete in female sports in the state of Georgia.
Advocates for transgender Georgians were quick to organize and oppose the legislation, like attorney Carl Charles.
How disappointing that this is such a priority when there are so many other concerns for Georgians.
The governor, lieutenant governor, and speaker of the House have all said they support legislation to ban transgender girls from participating in girls' sports. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis at the State Capitol.
Officials in Savannah are preparing to roll out new restrictions on walking tours in the city's historic downtown. GPB's Benjamin Payne reports.
Starting next month, Savannah will impose what is essentially a curfew on nighttime walking tours. It'll be split into two separate zones. On the north side of downtown, tours will need to wrap up by 1 a.m. And on the more residential south side, the cutoff time will be slightly earlier, 10 p.m. The curfew will be in effect for at least 90 days, as the city tries to figure out how best to strike a balance between tourism and quality of life. Savannah Mayor Van Johnson.
It is a very delicate balance that must be calibrated and recalibrated often to make sure that Savannah is a great city to live in first, and then a great city to visit secondly.
Whether or not the walking tour curfew will be extended past the spring remains to be seen. Some guides have criticized it as government overreach, saying such a regulation would threaten their small businesses. For GPB News, I'm Benjamin Payne in Savannah.
Former Georgia Congressman Doug Collins faced questions from U.S. senators today at his confirmation hearing to be the next Secretary of Veterans Affairs. Democratic senators asked him about abortion access for female troops and his relationship with Donald Trump, among other hot-button issues. The Gainesville Republican said he would be focused on improving care in his department.
When a member of the military, the veteran, has to call our office, a congressman or a senator's office, to get the care they've already earned, it is a mark of failure. I believe until we get to that mark, the VA does itself, then we're not taking care of our veterans as fully as we can. And I'm going to encourage all of our employees to get to that standard.
His confirmation is expected to be swift and bipartisan. Governor Brian Kemp has established a state commission to promote the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence next year. The new commission is calling on local and county groups in both the public and private sectors to develop a calendar of events to commemorate the anniversary. In sports, at the college football championship game in Atlanta yesterday, Ohio State prevailed over Notre Dame 34-23. That makes the sixth national title for the Ohio State Buckeyes and its first in a decade. And in off-season baseball news, Braves relief pitcher A.J. Minter is going to the New York Mets. The AP reports Minter would be guaranteed $22 million pending a physical and could opt out of the contract after this coming season. The 31-year-old has spent his 8-year pro baseball career with the Braves. He was 5-4 with a 2.62 ERA last season before undergoing season-ending hip surgery in August. We hope if the snow or ice is falling in your neck of the woods that you are able to stay warm and safe today. That's it for Georgia Today, but we will be back tomorrow to report on how the snow has fallen and everything else that's happened in Georgia. And you can always check updates at our website, gpb.org/news. Now remember, subscribing to this podcast is always a good idea. It helps us stay current in your podcast feed, so do it now and you won't miss a thing. And again, our email address for feedback and news tips, georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.